a diabetes breakthrough.
What is up, America? Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, and hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and acne, and rosacea, and eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what's in the world of biology, standard operating procedure? Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds or if you want to get your loved ones off their meds and get them on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that here on The Bright Side. We welcome your phone calls at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you have questions about the Longevity products, the ones you hear us talk about on the program, the ones you hear advertised on the program, you can call us as well, 866-582-9933. Or if you simply want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have a success story, we welcome your calls, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, you can also go to my website, brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up there with all the Longevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite, multivitamin mineral complex powder you add to water and drink. It's a great way to show folks who don't believe in the power of nutritional supplementation how effective a nutritional supplement program can be. It's also really cool to give to folks who have digestive issues, malabsorption issues, because its liquid format allows the supplements to go right to work to bypass the liver, bypass the gallbladder, bypass bile issues, just to go right to work. Liquids are always the way to go when it comes to nutritional supplementation. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine allows you to do that. It's a great source of your fat-soluble vitamins, too, by the way. Even though it is a liquid format, you'll get a nice chunk of vitamin A and vitamin D and vitamin E, as well as vitamin K. Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Frank or Danette or Angela at 866-735-2470, and they can help you out as well. All right, continue on with our discussion on cardiovascular health. We've been talking about vitamin E, CoQ10. I hope everybody's noticing how vitamin E and CoQ10 and all of these supplements that we've been talking about, oxygen and bile as well, the digestive system, the cell membrane. I hope everybody's seeing how all of this stuff works together. We really have to understand how everything is connected up if we're going to be avoiding the cardiologist's office or the cardiologist's knife or the doctor's office or healthcare costs. There's no getting around it. The hour that we spend every day going over how this stuff works should be persuasive information in terms of getting on a nutritional supplement program. The alternatives, Mevacor, Lipitor, Crestor, Plavix, Atenolol, these cardiovascular drugs that people take and physicians dispense in a desperate and manipulative attempt to control what is really, from the physical perspective, very likely nothing more than nutritional deficiencies or bad eating habits or both. From a physical perspective, you can rest most of our ailments on the lap of nutritional deficiencies or poor eating choices or the combination thereof. Now, if you don't care, if you don't care about being on meds, or if you don't care about empty calories and sugar and toxic food, and you want your hamburgers or whatever it is that you love to eat, more power to you. I judge no one. I don't think anybody should be judging anybody else about how we eat. It's a very sensitive issue. I understand this, and it's nobody's business but our own how we eat. But if we want to be healthier, and if we're willing to do certain things and not do others, and it's not that difficult, by the way, there's tremendous improvements that we can make in how we feel and how we act and how we look on life. These are changes that a drug could not even dream in its wildest fantasy of having the power to produce. These nutrients that we talk about every day here on the Bright Side, vitamins and minerals and cofactors, these nutrients are a drug's wildest wish fantasy. And all of these benefits that you get from nutritional supplementation, of course, come with zero toxicity. Yesterday we left off talking about vitamin E. I just love this stuff, man. I love vitamin E. It is so, so important, and it's got so much practical applications. You know, you can use vitamin E to heal wounds. You can use vitamin E to prevent scarring. You can use vitamin E topically as a moisturizer. And as far as heart health goes, nothing is more important than good old vitamin E. It is probably the body's most important fat-soluble nutrient, at least one of the body's most important, or the heart's most important fat-soluble nutrient, along with perhaps coenzyme Q10. As a matter of fact, the chemical structure of vitamin E is very similar to that of coenzyme Q10, and they both sit on the outside part of the cell where they function to protect the cell from the effects of rogue sparks of oxygen. Between vitamin E and coenzyme Q10, you have a large portion of the antioxidant protection of cell membranes. Vitamin E and coenzyme Q10 are also found in the membranes of those little energy packets, those energy factories in a cell, the so-called mitochondria. And this is especially true for heart cells, as heart cells are loaded with mitochondria. In fact, your heart cells have more mitochondria, more energy factories, than any other cell in the body. Vitamin E and coenzyme Q10 are actually called dissimilar siblings by biochemists as a little nod to their chemical structure similarities. They're dissimilar a little bit, but their similarities in their chemical structure are really quite astounding. They actually attach themselves to the same carriers in the body for delivery to different tissues from the digestive system. So both coenzyme Q10 and tocopherol or vitamin E share similar structures and functions in the body. They both localize themselves on the outside part of cells. They both localize themselves on the outside parts of mitochondria. And they have a special relevance for cardiovascular health. And they both get shuttled from the digestive system to the various cells in the tissues via the same carrier system. Unlike CoQ10, vitamin E is an essential nutrient. It's one that you have to get through supplementation. Folks, if you are not supplementing with vitamin E, you're not getting enough vitamin E. It's as simple as that. It's available in some foods, and you could probably meet your bare bones minimum requirements for vitamin E by using wheat germ oil or maybe sunflower seeds, which are two of the better sources of vitamin E. In general, your best dietary sources are going to be grains, grain oils, seeds, nuts, some vegetable oils. You're not, however, going to get anywhere near the amount of vitamin E that you need for maximum benefits by trying to get it through foods. And even the best sources of vitamin E are only going to give you a fraction of the 400 or so international units a day that you really need to be getting on a daily basis in order to leverage maximum results for vitamin E. And this is especially true if you're dealing with some kind of cardiovascular issue. Yesterday, when we left off talking about vitamin E, we left off talking about the designations L and D that you'll see sometimes before the word tocopherol on the label of your vitamin E bottle, or as other vitamins as well. So if you look closely at your vitamin E on the nutrition facts or in the front on the label, you're going to see either D-tocopherol or you'll see L and D, something like DL tocopherol. The best kind is going to be the kind that says just D tocopherol, not the DL tocopherol. These L and D designations can be the source of a lot of confusion. As if nutritional supplementation wasn't confusing enough, this adds to the confusion, and I'm going to try and clear it up a little bit. Hopefully I won't make things more confusing. For example, while the D type is the preferred source of vitamin E, the L type is going to be the preferred source of vitamin C and some other nutrients. So it gets a little bit confusing. I'm going to try and clear it up when we come back from our break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you got some questions for us, we'd love to help you out. We're going to take a break and come back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Michael Zwirling, MZ from the InfoWars team, to let you know that Corey Gold, Ben Fuchs, Ted Anderson, and I will be in Austin, Texas at the Cross Point Church for two free events Saturday, February 4th, 2012. Find out what all the InfoWars team buzz is about. First at 5 p.m., a special InfoWars team business training meeting hosted by the leading expert, Dr. Corey Gold. Then at 7 p.m., the famous nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs will present his acclaimed lecture on the miraculous standard operating procedure in the human body. For the sake of good health and longevity, you, your family, and friends won't want to miss this free InfoWars team event. We look forward to meeting you in person to answer questions about your health and to introduce an exciting business opportunity to help your family and friends get healthy and support the Alex Jones operation all at the same time. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and get all the details. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben here. Thanks for joining us today, folks. Our number is 866-582-9933, and we are here every day, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. And on our archive page at brightsideben.com, you'll also find a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And on the homepage, you'll get articles and videos that describe what I call the Bright Side philosophy. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. If you'd like to help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance and the power of getting on a good nutritional supplement program. We're talking today about vitamin E, continuing talking about vitamin E. This whole DL thing is a source of a lot of confusion. I want to clear it up a little bit. D actually stands for dextro, and L stands for levo, and they refer to how a particular given molecule will rotate light when it's shined on it. And you don't need to get into, we don't need to get into that kind of specificity, but just so you know, D for dextro, D for right-handed, L for levo, or left-handed, refers to the two different types of molecules, or two different types of shapes that a given molecule can have. So you have L-ascorbic acid, you got D-alpha-tocopherol, you got L-glutamine. You can just basically think of these D forms and the L forms as exactly the same nutrient that are related to each other the way your left hand is related to your right hand. In fact, scientists will actually sometimes call this DL relationship handedness, referring to the fact that the D form is like your right hand and the L form is like your left hand. And just like your right hand is exactly the same as your left hand, but it's also different. It's a mirror image of each other. The left hand is exactly the same as the right hand, but they're mirror images. It's the same thing with particular molecules. Molecules are exactly the same, but they're opposites in this mirror image kind of way. But here's where it gets very important for your cells and for how you're going to take advantage of these supplements. Cells in the body can only hook up with either a left-handed shape or a right-handed shape. Cells in the body are either prefer the L form or the R form, or the D form, the right-handed form. In the case of vitamin E, a cell can only hook up with the right-handed form, the D form. So if you're spending your money on a vitamin E that contains both the L and the D, you're basically paying for something that you can't use, the L form. So half or thereabouts of your vitamin E supplement is wasted. It's not that it's going to hurt you. It's not that it's going to be a bad thing. It's just that it's going to be unusable and a waste of money. This handedness thing that we're talking about, this left-handed, right-handed thing, is called chirality, C-H-I-R-A-L-I-T-E. And scientists will say that this molecule is chirally correct. It has the correct chirality when it's the type of shape, when it has the mirror image that your cell can use. So you're going to want to look for, when it comes to vitamin E, just the D form. When it comes to vitamin C, on the other hand, you're going to want the L form. Fortunately, it's not as confusing with other nutrients because you're not going to find anybody selling the D form of ascorbic acid or the D form of glutamine. You're always going to see L-glutamine or L-ascorbic acid. Vitamin E is a little trickier because you can get synthetic forms of vitamin E, which are the combination of the D and the L form. If you're buying vitamin E from a natural source, or you're getting your vitamin E in foods, you're always going to get the correct form because plants know what they're doing. Plants know how to convert all of the vitamin E that they're making into the form that is usable. So when you're using a natural vitamin E, you don't really have to worry about the D form or the L form. It's only the synthetic types of vitamin E that are going to be DL tocopherols. So I hope I didn't mess that up. I hope I didn't confuse that too much for folks, because that is something that is important to understand, and it's something that we get a lot of questions about. By the way, even the FDA and the World Health Organization, as well as the United States Pharmacopeia, the USP, are on record as recognizing the superiority of the natural form of vitamin E, which is recognized as being significantly more potent than the synthetic type. So you got two classes of vitamin E. You've got your tocopherols, and you have your tocotrienols. And we'll be talking about these tocotrienols in a later program. They're super important, and you're going to start to hear people talking about tocotrienols more and more. We've only known about them for about 25 or 30 years. And by the way, tocotrienols is spelled T-O-C-O-T-R-I-E-N-O-L. Tocotrienols, and they are distinct from tocopherols. They're more powerful as antioxidants. They're more fat soluble. They embed themselves in cell membranes a little bit easier. And I guarantee you, you are going to start hearing more and more about these very powerful forms of vitamin E. There's going to be companies out there that are going to tell you how they have a better form of vitamin E. They have the more deluxe form of vitamin E. And what they're probably going to be talking about is tocotrienols. So these are something that you want to know about, and we will definitely be addressing tocotrienols in a later program. For now, it's just enough to know that there's two main classes of vitamin E. You have your tocopherol class and you have your tocotrienol class. And each one of these classes comes in four different types. So you have a total of eight different types of vitamin E. you have four different types of tocopherols and four different types of tocotrienols. Now, if you really want to throw confusion into the mix, then you can add in the whole DNL issue, but we're not going to go there. We're just going to assume that everything is the right form of vitamin E. Given that everything is in the right form of vitamin E, now you have two main classes, tocopherols and tocotrienols, and each one has eight different subclasses. In terms of the tocopherols, if you really want to just break it down, you've got mixed tocopherols, and those are going to give you all four types. You've got the synthetic alpha, and then you've got the natural alpha. Those are basically your three choices when it comes to picking a type of vitamin E. Either mixed tocopherols, synthetic alpha tocopherol, or natural alpha tocopherol. If you're dealing, if you're using foods that have been fortified with vitamin E, you're probably going to get the synthetic form of vitamin E. Supplements can go either way. Supplements can go DL or they can go D, although almost all the supplements you'll find in the health food store are going to be alpha tocopherol, and that's the kind that's considered to be most active. Personally, what I do is I take alpha tocopherol and I take mixed tocopherol. So alpha tocopherol is definitely the most active type, but it's a nice idea to have all of them. And you get those, you'll see those labeled mixed tocopherols, and those will give you the alpha type, the beta type, the delta type, and the gamma type. So if you really want to just cut down to the nitty-gritty of the thing here, what you want to do is take a blend, try to blend all forms of tocopherols to cover all your bases, and make sure that you're picking the D form or the natural form. Go natural and go mixed. Go natural vitamin E and go mixed. D form and mixed tocopherols. And I hope I haven't fried anyone's circuits out there, because I got to tell you, this tocotrienol thing, when we start talking about it, that's really going to throw some confusion into the mix. I'm not going to go into it right now, but you will start to hear about tocotrienols in the future, and we're going to talk about it in a future program. For now, just know that you have the mixed tocopherols, and you want to go natural. Mixed tocopherols, and you want to go natural. All right, so vitamin E is a fat-soluble vitamin. It globs up in water, and the blood is basically water. So vitamin E has to have a little carrier protein, and it has to travel through the blood and through the lymph. And this is really, really, really important, because it means that if you have any kind of blockages in the lymph, and this is pretty darn common, if your lymph is not moving like it should, vitamin E distribution can be compromised. And this highlights the fact that getting the benefits of nutrition and nutritional supplementation is a heck of a lot more than just swallowing pills. The way these things are distributed through the body is very important. The way these things travel through the blood and through the lymph is important. And, of course, whether or not these things are absorbed through the digestive tract is important as well. We haven't really discussed lymph in a while, but I want to address it, if not when we come back from break, in the next program, because it's super important when it comes to vitamin E. Our number, 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll take a break and come back right after this. Don't go away.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world: unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I am nutritional pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here, folks. Our number 866-582-9933. And let's see, we're talking about vitamin E, and I want to talk about the lymphatic system and how vitamin E and vitamin E, how appropriate utilization of vitamin E by the body depends on healthy lymph. I definitely want to cover that. We've got a bunch of folks who want to talk to us. So we'll talk about vitamin E and lymph tomorrow, and I want to get to the phones, try to get as many calls as we can. 866-582-9933 is our number. What's going on, Ray, in New York?
I want to say thank you for your show. Extremely Ray, informative, Ray? And I honestly appreciate everything you have to offer. I've got two questions. One for
all right. Let's put Ray back on hold there and go to Dennis. We got Ray. Ray, what's up? Do we have Ray?
Hey Ben, can you hear me?
I hear you now, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, I just want to say thanks for your show.
Thank you.
A great informative show. And I've got two questions.
Okay.
One about myself and one about my son. I have oily skin, and vitamin E combined with vitamin D in the oil gel type, and even a little fish oil and teaspoon a day seems to make me break out. So I switched over to a dry type of vitamin E.
Yeah.
And I want to know if I'm just wasting my time.
No, you're not. I'm going to be talking about dry vitamin E, if not tomorrow, the next day, because that is important for folks who either have problems absorbing oils or using oils. I don't know necessarily that I would relate oily skin to oil-soluble capsules, however. Oily skin is usually related to the adrenal glands. The oil that you're referring to is technically called sebum, S-E-B-U-M, sebum, and it comes out of glands that are located in the T-zone primarily of the face. And whenever you have oily skin, the first thing you want to think about is excess adrenal activity, either because you've got some stresses going on in your life, psychological, emotional, mental stresses, or it could be because your body is going through some physiological stress. For example, if your blood sugar starts to fluctuate, that can kick in some adrenal, that can cause some adrenal issues, cause the adrenal glands to kick in, and that can cause oily skin. So I always treat oily skin primarily with adrenal gland nutrients and by stabilizing blood sugar, and that's how you want to think of it first and foremost. I don't necessarily, there's nothing wrong with the dry form of vitamin E, which is technically called vitamin E TPGS, and we'll definitely be talking about that, if not tomorrow, the next day. So I don't know if it's not a problem for you to take the dry vitamin E, but I don't know if I would make the connection between the oil-soluble capsules and oily skin. In any case, vitamin E is not necessarily going to help you with the oily skin, but it may help you with any reactions that you have from sebum, from the oils. The oils are really problematic in the sense that they can cause some irritation and they can cause some inflammation and exacerbate pimples or zit formation. So it's really, really, really important to keep sebum off of your skin, the oil off of your skin as much as possible, and ideally to figure out why you're producing so much oil. So a couple and I'll answer your question here in a second about the vitamin E, but a couple strategies for oily skin. Number one, use adrenal nutrients. Vitamin B5 is super mega important for the adrenal glands. All the B vitamins are important, but especially vitamin B5. Interestingly, there's more vitamin E in your adrenal glands than almost any other system of the body. I think your fat cells, your fat tissue, and your adrenal glands, you're looking at almost half of the vitamin E in your body. So the adrenal glands really concentrate vitamin E. So taking vitamin E can help with the adrenal glands. B5 is important. Zinc is important for adrenal health. Vitamin C may be the single most important nutrient for the adrenal glands. And then keeping your blood sugar stable is also very important for adrenal health. And between all of that, you may notice that you're not producing as much oil. As far as the dry vitamin E goes, it's pretty much just as good as the oil-soluble vitamin E, although vitamin E TPGS stands for tocopherol, propylene glycol, succinate. PG stands for, it's a polyethylene glycol, succinate. So it's kind of a manufactured version of vitamin E, and that might be a little bit of a downside. It's not a real natural form, but other than that, the vitamin E is the same vitamin E that you're going to be getting from the tocopherol form. If you have problems with your gallbladder, if you have liver problems and you still need vitamin E, we're going to be talking about lymph tomorrow, the dry form of vitamin E may be advantageous for you. But for you, Ray, I don't know necessarily that you'd be finding any benefit from the vitamin E TPGS, tocopherol polyethylene glycol succinate. That's what it is. Tocopherol polyethylene glycol succinate. And it wouldn't make much of a difference for you, but I'd be focusing on the adrenal glands and stabilizing blood sugar. And then what was your second question, Ray? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's concerning my son. He's 15.
Okay.
He's done well in school, though. He's been on high end of his grades, or he's been in the 90s. And now he's in high school. And he has ADHD.
Okay.
Takes after me, and I just manage it.
Sign of intelligence, by the way. ADHD kind of means that he wants to see everything and know everything and touch everything and be involved with everything. And most kids that have ADHD tend to be curious and tend to be intelligent. So it's not necessarily a bad thing, but you do want him to have a little bit of focus. So a couple things about ADHD, okay? Number one, some of the symptoms associated with attention deficit disorder are also associated with excess ingestion of sugar and deficiencies in B vitamins, or the combination of the two. So your protocol for taking care of attention deficit disorder is first and foremost giving your kid more solid grounding food and less fast-burning carbohydrates. That means, and that's always going to be tough for a kid because of all the temptations that are out there. They're specifically directed at children, by the way. So it's tough to take care of your kids from a nutritional standpoint, but you got to really do it, as focus on it as much as you can. Protein for breakfast and vegetables for breakfast and essential fatty acids for breakfast, and stay away from the traditional cereals and toasts and Pop-Tarts and muffins and orange juice and the standard way we eat breakfast in this country and the standard way kids eat breakfast. As a matter of fact, if your kids, and not just for you, Ray, but for anybody out there listening, if you got a kid with attention deficit disorder and you tomorrow morning get him on just straight eggs or whey protein, some kind of solid protein and some vegetables and some essential fatty acids, you will notice a dramatic difference in one day, let alone if you make that part of your kid's lifestyle. So staying away from the fast-burning carbohydrates is job number one for anybody who's trying to take care of attention deficit disorder problems. Secondly, there are amazing, amazing, amazing nutritional strategies for ADHD. The key one is B vitamins, especially thiamin, vitamin B1, and niacin, vitamin B3, although they're all important. So get your kid on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. The liquid format of the B vitamins will allow those Bs to go right to work, and then it also tastes good so that your kid will think he's drinking, you know, some kind of tasty beverage. Super mega important. In fact, if you can get the nurse or somebody in the school to give him some B vitamins in the middle of the day, that would help as well, because you excrete the B vitamins, you lose the B vitamins through the urine pretty quickly. So you want to get them on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or some source of B vitamins and protein, essential fatty acids, and vegetables for breakfast, eschewing or avoiding the fast-burning carbohydrates. Essential fatty acids are super important for the brain, especially omega-3 essential fatty acids from either flaxseed oil or krill oil. Maybe if he likes the capsules, you could get on the Ultimate EFAs or some like product. Thirdly, is the mineral zinc. Very, very, very important for brain health. Super important. 50 milligrams a day. And also very helpful for acne and for breakouts. You can actually induce acne in laboratory animals by removing zinc from the diet. Many of us are deficient in zinc. 50 milligrams a day would be a great place for you to be. And there's one more thing that I want to say, and I totally forgot what it is, but I'll remember when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for calling, Ray. I appreciate that. I hope we helped you out. Our number is 866-582-9933. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back on the bright side. I am pharmacist Ben. Ray, if you're out there listening, the last supplement that I was going to tell you about was iron. There's some interesting literature that's come out in the past few years that indicate that that low iron can cause irritability or inattentiveness or problems with mood. That might be something to think about. Before you give your kid iron, though, you may want to do something called a serum ferritin test, and that's something that your doctor can do to find out just where his iron level is. But it's not all that uncommon for kids to have low levels of iron, especially if they're not eating meat or poultry or fish, which are your best sources, your major sources of iron. So that might be something to think about as well. In addition to the B complex, keeping the kid away from fast-burning carbohydrates, stabilizing sugar, and zinc, and essential fatty acids, omega-3 essential fatty acids. And add to that list, possibly at least, iron for attention deficit disorder. And thanks so much for calling from NY, New York. Let's go to David in California. David, you were on yesterday and we didn't... What's that? Or David in Illinois. What's up, David?
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
So, you know, first of all, great show. I love your show and everything.
Thank you.
Well, basically, you know, me and my wife, after we got married and everything, we've just both suddenly got all these different just problems with us. I have allergies that just kind of suddenly came about. She gets constipated, and we both gained a lot of weight, and we both tried some different things. Like we both went on the primal diet, and that kind of made us gain more weight.
You're talking about the Paleolithic diet?
Yeah, paleo,
okay,
primal.
Okay, so here's the deal. We got a lot of stuff going on here, but let's take this, like the old joke says, how do you eat an elephant a bite at a time? So let's take this a bite at a time, all right? Let's work with the weight gain first. Because really, well, let's work with the weight gain first. Things that you do to help you lose weight may help with the allergies and may help with your mood and may help with other issues. So first and foremost, whenever there's weight gain that occurs in the middle of your life, and by the middle of your life, I mean late 20s, early 30s, where you didn't have weight gain before, especially if it's around the middle, you want to treat that as the beginnings of insulin resistance, the signs that your body is becoming resistant to insulin. And once your body becomes resistant to insulin, what ends up happening is the pancreas has to pump out more insulin so that you get that response that you used to get from a little bit of insulin. And over time, the body stops listening to that amount of insulin, the pancreas puts more insulin, the body stops listening to that amount, the pancreas puts more. And you go on this vicious circle of what ends up happening is your insulin levels are really high and your body's not listening to insulin. The problem there is insulin is a major, major weight gain hormone, and the high amounts of insulin can lead to dramatic weight gain. So the first thing to do when you're starting to gain weight is to figure out a way to reset your insulin sensitivity, make your body more sensitive to insulin again. And the way to do that is to take a couple of days off from eating any kind of insulin-spiking foods, ideally taking a couple of days off from eating any food, but if you can't fast for a couple of days, then at least avoid any breads or carbohydrates that will mess up the insulin system. Cereals, fruit juices, all those foods we talk about here, we beat up on here on the Bright Side almost every day. So sensitizing your body, resetting your insulin sensitivity is job number one in order to lose weight. Resetting your insulin sensitivity. Now, I'm assuming there's no thyroid issues because that can cause some weight gain too, and you'll have to address those in a different fashion. But first thing to do is make your body more sensitive to insulin. It's a two-step process. The first step is staying off of the foods that mess up the insulin, and the second step is taking in nutritional supplements that make your insulin stronger. And I know there's a lot of folks out there with this problem, so listen up, folks, because this is very, very important. Almost everybody has a weight issue after they reach a certain age. Almost everybody. It's pretty much universal that after the age of 30, we start getting fat around the middle, and that you can rest that flat on the doorstep of insulin insensitivity, insulin resistance. So laying off the insulin spiking foods for a couple of days and then taking in nutrients that make your insulin stronger and more potent, and there's a whole slew of them. The B complex is very, very important, especially thiamine and niacin, vitamin B1 and B3, and you want to be doing your B complex all day long. Number two, zinc, very, very important for insulin. 50 milligrams of zinc a day. Magnesium is very important for insulin. Probably 1,000 milligrams of magnesium is a good place for you to be. The minerals chromium and vanadium are also very important for potentizing and strengthening insulin. If you want a good source of chromium and vanadium, get the Sweeties from Longevity, and it probably wouldn't hurt you to get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and sip on it all day. Now, in order to keep yourself away from the sugars, remember, willpower is not going to work. Our brain is hardwired to find sugar. If somebody puts bread in front of you and your brain tells you to get that bread, you can use all the willpower you want, but you're going to end up with that bread. So what you want to do is hack into your brain and tell your brain that you don't need bread by giving yourself more protein, high amounts of protein. The way you wean yourself off of carbohydrates and sugars and foods that mess up the insulin is by giving yourself more protein and more fat. Protein and fat shut down the appetite and specifically shut down the cravings for carbohydrates. And we need a lot more protein than we think we need. A good place for you to be is about a gram of protein for every pound of body weight. So if you're a 200-pounder, you're looking around 200 grams of protein. That's like 7 scoops. I don't know anybody that gets that much protein unless they're really concentrating on bodybuilding or making sure that they're getting enough powder protein. Most folks aren't going to get anywhere near 200 grams of protein. That's the kind of levels that you need to be to take care of your sugar cravings. When it comes to essential fatty acids, you need a lot of those as well. If you're using the capsules, you want 9 to 12 a day. If you're using the liquid, we're talking 2-3 tablespoons a day of a good essential fatty acid blend, one that features omega-3s as well as omega-6s. So that's going to take care of your weight gain. As far as the allergies go, you have to look first and foremost at the digestive system. An allergy is an immune reaction. The large bulk of your immune system is located in the digestive system. And given the way we eat in this country, given the food choices that are available to us, it should come as no surprise that we have issues with allergies. And when somebody says they have an allergy, even if you have hay fever, even if you have an allergic reaction to pollen, even if you have an allergic reaction to chemicals that are produced from the printer in your office, it could still be backtracked a lot of the times to initial problems in the digestive system. This is based on an idea that's called load. You can handle, it's like the straw that breaks the camel's back. Most of us can handle a certain amount of allergenicity or a certain amount of toxicity, and then you get that one last piece, and then it's like the straw that breaks the camel's back, and the camel breaks down. And that's called load, or biological load. We overload the system with allergens, and the large majority of allergens are going to come in through the digestive system. So what you got to do if you're confronting any kind of allergic reaction, and again, that could be hay fever allergic reaction or a digestive allergic reaction, what you have to do is you have to look to the foods you're eating, and you have to link them up to digestive symptoms. If you have, and by the way, Dave, do you still have David there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
David, yeah, is it a food allergy you're talking about, or is it a respiratory allergy?
It's both. I mean, because we saw this whole a holistic natural chiropractor. They did a food allergy test on us.
I don't buy the food allergy test. You be the food allergy test. Eat a food, see how you feel. That's how you do your allergy test. Eat a food, see how you feel. So don't worry about the allergy testing, but if they tell you you're allergic, if you feel like you might be allergic to milk, drink some milk, see how you feel. If you notice that you're bloated, you're crampy, you got loose stools, there's some kind of symptomology, you're allergic to that food, avoid it. So eat a food, see how you feel. If you don't feel right after that food, avoid it. Now, sometimes when we're allergic to a certain food, if we take digestive enzymes with that food, that can alleviate some of the allergies. Another thing with foods is sometimes if you cook a food, you can actually create allergenic compounds. So, for example, with eggs, sometimes cooked eggs, people will react to cooked eggs and they won't react to raw eggs. So kind of play around with the specific foods. If you do notice that you have a digestive issue with a food, try taking with digestive enzymes. That might help. If it doesn't, that's a food that you got to eliminate. And again, allergies can compound. So if you have a digestive allergy, in the long run, that can end up causing a respiratory allergy as well. There's so much to talk about when it comes to allergic reactions. I hope I helped you out there, David. But that's all the time we have for now. If you want, you can send me an email, ben@ksco.com. Try to get to as many emails as I can. But I am way, way backed up. If you've sent me an email, I haven't gotten back to you, you're welcome to send another one, put on their second request. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow on The Bright Side. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We will talk to y'all later now. Bye for now.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.